Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Every time we shop online, it seems we're now offered the option to pay a little upfront and spread the rest of our payments over several months. It's easy, convenient, and these buy now, pay later plans are becoming popular with shoppers. But like any option involving credit, there are some things you should know about, how these services work, and some pitfalls you'll want to avoid. So Jill Schlesinger joins us now to talk about it. She's business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So everyone from Apple to Nike to Banana Republic is offering these plans. Why are they so popular?
Well, I think it's kind of a cool, intuitive way of thinking about paying for something if you don't have all of the money on hand to afford it. So think about this. It's an installment plan. And if someone says, look, it's $100, give us $25 right now, give us 3 more payments of $25, and that's it. We're good. We're done. No interest usually, no big fees, and it's pretty compelling to think that you could just know exactly when this thing is going to get paid off, as opposed to maybe putting something on a credit card where you may blow it off, you may like, oh, forget to pay, or you don't have it, and it sort of stays with you. So I think that consumers like this idea of like, okay, I know what this is, it'll be done in a certain period of time.
Right. So one of the big draws then is what you say, that people can avoid interest charges on their unpaid balances. So that is an advantage over credit cards.
It is. It's compelling. But I just want to be clear that a lot of the companies that offer this and apps as well do have a caveat that if you miss a payment or you maybe make a partial payment, there could be late fees and there could be interest. Again, it depends on the retailer and the purchase amount. And some of these apps actually do have a small upfront charge every time you use the plan. So it's not all unicorns and rainbows.
And companies like Klarna manage these buy now, pay later plans. How do they make their money?
Well, you know, first of all, they have a late payment. So if you're 10 days late on a payment, they'll charge you a fee of up to $7. But a lot of these companies are using your data. And that's also kind of weird, right? Yeah. I know that we've made this trade for a long time. Take my data, I'll take the thing for free. But I think that there is an aspect of this that might make some people feel uncomfortable around it. That said, I think most people are looking at this and saying, hey, this is a great way to manage a purchase that's much easier and maybe transparent than what I would have if I were to use a credit card.
All right. So Jill, take us out here. Thumbs up, thumbs down, these buy now, pay later plans. Do you recommend them?
The BNPL, as they're called, buy now, pay later, I think is convenient. It's can be transparent. It can be helpful. But really, each one has different rules. Read the fine print. And in general, try not to buy things that you can't afford to pay for pretty quickly, at least within 30 days. Debt is debt. Okay. And this Consumer Financial Protection Bureau warns that, like, essentially, while BNPL looks like some standard payment method with a little twist, it's just another new form of debt. And it really is. So debt is very dangerous. And it can certainly be dangerous if you're going into an uncertain period. And I think this is an uncertain period for the economy, for markets, for individuals.
That sounds like a thumbs down to me.
Sideways.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks.
Thank you.